This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة جاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين وجزاك الله عنا خير ما جازى نبيًا عن أمته ورسولًا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, sealing the series of acquiring the taqwa, acquiring the itq from the nar. In the end, we have that three tiers that we talked about. What is Islam? And we had that application submitted to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Ya Allah, we're asking you to expiate our necks from the hellfire. Take our names from this list. From Malik to Ridwan. To the Khazin al-Jannah. To the one that will be placed on the names of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the hellfire and grant us Jannah. So we said the first about the five pillars of Islam, and we're putting in the application. And we're pleading with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula to accept our application, at least give us an interview. And if He does give us interview, حسابا يسيرا. It's not like He will hold you accountable. If He holds you accountable for everything, we're done. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just a review. But if He holds you accountable, we're out. So we asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hold us accountable easily, ya Allah. And the second one we said about the iman, the second phase. The belief, and we said how important it is about your actions and deeds. Because we cannot say I believe without actions and deeds, because they are coupled in the Quran. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ So it says, how does it affect you when you say I believe? And now we're going to talk about Ihsan. And the highest level. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the highest level of the Ihsan. Because the scholars will tell you, وَلِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً May Allah make us among the muhsineen. For those who actually attain this level of benevolence and excellence and the highest level, perfecting everything they do, including the ibadah, including the acts of worship, including dealing with one another, the rights of between you and the Creator and the rights between you and the creation, and so on, even according to yourself. What does the scholar say in the interpretation of the Quran? Those who attain that level, الحسنَ هي الجنة والزيادة النظر إلى وجه الله سبحانه وجل في علاه. Those who perfect it, those who get there, Allah سبحانه وتعالى promised. الذين أحسنوا, those who reach this إحسان, they'll get the حسنة. The حسنة is جنة. That is the highest level. وزيادة, there is a bonus. What is the زيادة? Increase. The scholars will say this زيادة, this bonus, is that you'll be able to see Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jannah grant us this level so we can be able to see Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula in jannah. Rabb, ameen. Wujuhu yawma idhin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. This is the aqeedah of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. This is what we believe, that we will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. The hadith sahih, you'll be able to see like al-Badr. You can see it like the full moon in the dark night. You can see Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. In a way befitting His majesty. We don't have the how and the kaif and all of that stuff. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we would be able to see Him. We will see Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, even on judgment day, some people will actually follow whatever they had their whims and desires. Somebody will come and says, this is what you used to worship, follow. This is the person that you followed. And some people, us, Ya Allah, make us among them, who will wait on judgment day. What are you waiting for? Allah promised that we will see him. Allah promises we followed you, Allah. And that's the interpretation. These some people, رَبِّهِمْ مَحْجُبُونَ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ مَحْجُبُونَ. Some people will not be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from that. Ameen. Who are they? And who are the ones that actually will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that topic of this khutbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. So if you understand the ihsan, there are two levels. One is mushahada, the other is muraqaba. According to the hadith, it says, what is ihsan? He said, everybody knows the hadith. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. So the first one is مشاهدة. Vision. You can actually imagine that you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. The first portion of the hadith explains about مشاهدة. That you should be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Him. So every time that's the case, think about it. Do I do everything as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees me? Is that possible? Is it possible that I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if He sees me? If you think that there's a strong, big soldier with a gun behind your back, if you're praying, and he's going to shoot you if you don't pray in perfection, are we going to do the American Expressway? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you out of there? You think you're going to do that? It's impossible. So you have to ask yourself, am I really worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if He's seeing me? And then you have to be honest with yourself. That's just the first portion. So when you think about it, you put that and you use that as a mission stick on everything you do. Is it possible for us brothers and sisters, when we go on planes, we wear the hijab, and then you know what I'm talking about, in certain countries. But you get on the plane, as soon as you get on the plane, what happens? The sister goes inside, not just with a hijab, they go with niqab. And you go inside, you go into the inside the bathroom of the plane, and you come out, something totally different. If there's a magic voodoo thing as if you're going into the booth, you come in as a Superman. You go in and you come out with a cape. Subhanallah, ajeeb ya akhi. Is that person, ya'bud Allah ka'annahu yara? Impossible. That is impossible, my brothers and sisters, that we should worship Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula, as if He sees us and we do what we do. That we have this attitude inside the masjid is something totally different than outside the masjid. How could that be possible? And then the other side. And if you don't see Him, and you don't see Him here. If you don't see Him here, for sure know that كَأَنَّهُ يَرَكَ إِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ فَالتَّقِيبَ النُّونَ مُشَدَّدَ تَوْكِيد فَإِنَّهُ. Right away, and sure, there's two noons. فَإِنَّهُ يَرَكَ. There's no doubt. That's what this means. Linguistically, and that's the case. If you don't see Him, He sees you. Now that is مُرَاقَبَة. مُشَاهَدَة, as if you see Him. Muraqaba, He surely sees you. Now that's a higher level. Muraqaba, that He knows. Oh, I told you the story before, the man that finished the Quran in 3 days. He goes to Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man rahmatullah alayh. He says, I finished the Quran in 3 days. He goes, go back and read it like I'm listening to you. He says, it took me 3 weeks. He says, go back and read like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening to you. He says, it took me 3 months. He says, go back and read it like as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to you. He says, I couldn't even get over the Fatiha. That is muraqaba. Same thing with Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He's going in the desert on a wayfarer and he sees a sheep herder. It's like somebody looking after the sheep. He was also a slave. He says, give me one of them. He says, it's not me. The owner of this is not here. So tell him that the sheep ate it. He says, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهُ. So if you think that I'm going to do that, get away with it. فَأَيْنَ اللَّهُ. Not literally, where's Allah? We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heavens. But He's telling him, don't you think Allah sees us? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always reminding us about this ihsan, about the reward of ihsan, about the way that you are taken to Jannah. Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsineen. That Allah loves the muhsineen, and so on and so forth. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, wallahi, it's more befitting for me to say this. You know what he did? He says he bought the slave, he bought that slave, and he bought the herd, he bought the sheep, both. And he freed the slave and gave him the herd of the sheep, the flock. This is just a reward in this life that he got, because he had ihsan.
Because he had the muraqabah. He knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees him. He says that's what the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in used to teach the children before they go to sleep. And that's what I'm asking you to do. Teach your children before they go to sleep specifically. You understand? Because when they're all alone now, when you close the door of the bedroom and you're out, there's nobody there. They get out the phones, they get out the laptops, they get out everything else. There's nobody else sees them. So they used to remind him three things. Allahu nadhirun alayh. Allahu muttali'un alayh. Allahu ma'i. Allah sees me. Allah watches over me. And Allah is with me. Al-ma'iyya. Understanding this. Thalatha huwa rabi'hum. Khamsa ila sadisuhum. Adna akthar min dhalik. If there's three, Allah is the fourth. Then there's five, there's Allah is the sixth. More than that, less than that, Allah is with them all the time. Don't you think Allah is with us? Akhi, akhi. The amazing thing about it, and ukhti, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears you. No matter what language you speak, no matter where you are. In that essence, we have to understand the magnitude of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. So Ibn al-Qayyim was asked, what is this ihsan? His ihsan is lubbul iman. We talked about iman. Ihsan, the level that we're at, he says this is the lub of the iman. This is the heart. This is the bottom line. This is the cream of the crop of iman. That high level. So when we have that case, how do we understand it? Something tangible that maybe you can relate to. I want you to imagine that you're being asked to do an interview live on one of the biggest stations. This is an international, global interview. You are the only one representing Islam. The whole ummah is depending on you to defend Islam. You have to look the best. You have to make sure you've done your homework. Anticipate the questions. Prepare the answer. And know that every word you will say is held accountable. And they will dissect it by the letters. And they will make sure every move they will actually identify. And that's what they do. Analyze everything. Look at the body language. When did you speak? How many times you blinked? In what manner did you actually utter things? And so on and so forth. Dissect everything. You'll be the biggest critic. And all of a sudden you're preparing for this time. And now you see a red light goes on. That's your best behavior. So that's what exactly, if you want to reach this level of ihsan, you have to think that that red light is on all the time. That camera is on you all the time. And now, that's how you deal with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. After this, we will take you the way on the how to get there, inshallah, asking Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it and grant us ihsan. Ameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah fastaghfiruhu fa ya fawza al-mustaghfirin. Alhamdulillah wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da amma ba'd. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we say that ihsan is a high level to attain. There is a high price to pay. But there's also a high level of reward you will get. So let us understand now who those are and those who aren't. So alluded to those who will actually be able to see Allah. They were aware about the muraqabah and mushahada, both. They were aware in everything they do. If we were commanded according to the hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kataba ihsan everything. Allah decreed ihsan to be done on everything, even in dhabh. Even when we slaughter an animal, we're supposed to perfect it. You know what the scholars say? If you're supposed to perfect and use the ihsan, even in the slaughtering an animal of killing, how could we yet use the ihsan in living? If we're supposed to be good to the best of our ability, to sharpen the knife, make sure they're comforted, and toward it, and all of these things, when we slaughter an animal, when we kill, how could we not use ihsan among the living? Among the living, my brothers and sisters. If we're using ihsan at the time of death, how could we not use ihsan when we're alive? And we said, we mentioned this before. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last 10 days, Allahumma al-afu wa tuhibbu al-afu wa afu an. Ya Allah, this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The best thing you say in the night of power is Allahumma innaka afu wa tuhibbu al-afu wa afu an. Ya Allah, pardon us. Ya Allah, pardon us. Forgive us, not just forgive, erase our records. Pardon, you're off the hook, that's it, not even mentioned. Every sin that you've done is done. is gone. اتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها. Follow a bad deed with a good deed, it erases it. That's it. Remember the protected cell we talked about? Gone, gone, no more. That's why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, for, not just forgive us, pardon us. Not اغفر لنا اعفو عنا. Higher, it's higher than that. But we said before that we ask Allah to forgive us and pardon us, but we don't want to forgive and pardon everybody else. Subhanallah, wallahi ajib. Don't we, we're not supposed to be leading by example. So didn't Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us? اعفو, forgive those who oppress you. Reach for those who cut you off. Be good to those who are not good to you. Give for those who deprive you. Isn't that the case? That's what we're supposed to do. If you want to reach this ihsan, that's what you do. Yeah, it's not easy. Do you think it's easy to know that somebody actually said something about you or oppressed you or said and the long list? And you look at them smiling even though you want to choke them. If you want to reach this level of high benevolence, and we mentioned the story of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, but there is a price to pay. So the homework for now is make sure we actually reach this high level of benevolence. You know why? Because my goal is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. I want to be with Rasulullah that taught us this. We walk in the footsteps of Rasulullah so we can meet him in Jannah. That's our best. This is one way to be able to attain muraqabah and mushahada. And too many stories that we don't have enough time for. Let's talk on the other side. May Allah protect us from that. Those mahjubun. Ya Allah, could you imagine on Judgment Day? On Judgment Day, you will not be able to see Allah. Can you imagine? I want you to think of someone you love the most. He is the most, the favorite person in your whole life. Just to be able to see him, Allahu Akbar. You would take a picture next to him. Please sign here, sir. Can you do this? Can add me on your light? Can you chat? What? And all of that stuff. You know what we do in the media, social media? Can you imagine that's the person here? Oh my God, he's here. Allahu Akbar. I'm coming down. I'm traveling just to go to that. Can you imagine that person you love the most? That person says, no, after you come all the way, no, I don't want to see him. That person you love the most, you've done everything to be able to see him, no, I'm not seeing you. I don't want to see you. Can you imagine? Can you imagine on Judgment Day, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, you're mahjub. No, you cannot see me. Can you imagine? What does, you know what the scholars say? It says, min jins al-amal. From what you do, it will be done unto you. Same thing, same thing. Because you are those who actually use their basar and the senses, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees them, the reward that they will be seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who are unaware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees them, they will not get the level of the benevolence, the highest level of Jannah, the biggest act of pleasure in Jannah. Some narration says 50,000 years in pleasure when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Athar. But could you imagine on Judgment Day, after all you've done, no, you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you were not aware that Allah sees you, so you've done everything. فَلَا تَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ أَهْوَنَ النَّاظِرِينَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Don't let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the least of your worries of those who see you. Be careful what you do and what you say. Understand the concept. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, in presence with you. So could you imagine yourself, and where do you think you are? And be honest with yourself. When you leave today, I want you to just have a soul search. When you go back in your car, when you go back and see your family, when you go back and see your mother, when you go back and see your neighbor, when you go back and see your spouse, when you go back and see your children, when you go back to your job, when you go back to see your friends, and everything you do, do you think you have that ihsan? Do you think you deserve to be able to see Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula? He says, Al-Harith radiallahu anhu was asked by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, كيف أصبحت? How did you wake up in the morning? He says, I came up in a state perfect with the state of Iman. He says, لكل شيء حقيقة, what's your proof? Give me a حقيقة. He says, as if I see Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, I see that I see the people. As if I see the people in Jannah, they're actually yatazawaroon. They're actually visiting with one another. And as if I can see the people in the hellfire, yatanaghatoon, it's bad news. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, arafta falzam, three times. Arafta falzam, arafta falzam, arafta falzam. is now you know the fact. Hold on. Be steadfast. Hold on to this beautiful foundation that you actually got to. You've reached this conclusion. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Three times he mentioned it. So do you have that, akhi and ukhti? Do you understand what this means? Do you understand what this means? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا عِنْدَنِّ عَبْدِ بِي, I am what my slave thinks of me, my worshipper thinks of me. But there's a proof of what you say. And I'm saying this when it comes to realistic issues. My brothers, we want this high level of everything. We want the best house. We want the best car. We want the best job. We want the best of everything when it comes to the dunya. But what about the best of everything when it comes to the hereafter? So Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is telling you, I have a good news for you. We'll finish with this inshallah. He says, those do the obligation is not ahab. The best of the beloved actions and deeds upon my slave is those who do what? Just the obligations. But there is mazala abdi yataqarrabu ilayya bin nawafil. You will know. You will know. Whether you actually, after Ramadan, whether you hate, you used to hate what you love and love what you hate, you will know. If you reach the day or that, you're not. Can you not see in Ramadan that you have this automatic valve? Your senses are a little bit different. You know, if you see something around, it's automatic. Your eyes are shut off. What happened? That's what the scholars say. Allah SWT gives you a gift. If you have this muraqabah, if you have the muraqabah using the senses, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended for you to do it, Allah will give you a gift. Because it's not befitting if you come toward Allah and Allah will turn you back away. No, no, no. You will see it. You will feel it. You know, when you start, you know, before Ramadan, you used to get, you know, and you hear all these things and you were so happy, man, in the car, pumping it up, and you're talking about all that stuff and you listen to music and all that stuff. Now in Ramadan, please. Not, wait till after Ramadan. You know Ramadan? No, after Ramadan. I don't want you to go after Ramadan. Don't get me right. Don't quote this. I'm just saying, you know, you will feel different. After this, what happens? You know, you used to see the Bollywood movies. Ya, ya, salam, mashallah. All that stuff. And you see, like, I don't know. I haven't seen them. Don't get me wrong. I'm just using them as a measuring stick. Okay, because my brother told me, Sheikh, you don't know what Bollywood now is. Bollywood is terrible now. I mean, long time ago, we used to, you know, long time back home, we used to love Indian movies. We make sure what, even though we don't understand what it means, but it was so beautiful, you cried, they love the move on. But now it's different. They compete with everything else and they go far as I heard. Now in Ramadan, you turn on the Bollywood movies, something feels wrong, right? You're not comfortable with that. That is ihsan. You're aware that it's not befitting for you now. Now why don't we use this all the time? You got that charge. And we're going to talk about this later, inshallah, but the time is up. So let us reach for one of two games. All the time, think of one of the two. You are going to be either among wujuhun yawma'idhin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. May Allah make them among them, ya Rabb. Your beautiful, illuminating fight. When you see Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila. Or wali'adabila, the other side, those who will be turned away. Why? Because you turned away from Allah with your heart and your eyes and senses. I don't have enough time to go into the rest of the hadith because it's important for us to hold on to, inshallah. We've heard it before, that you understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you come close him, he will come back to you, run to you. But you will understand that will be that the vision that you see with, the hearing you hear with, the hand that strikes upon, the feet that you walk upon. And that is what you get all about. Allah will give you that gift. You will not be able to see haram anymore. You will not be hearing haram anymore. You will not saying haram anymore. You will not do anything with haram with your hands anymore. Not doing things with haram with your feet anymore. And that is the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that gift in this life and the hereafter. So we see him. Ameen wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallamu alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Ya Rabbana laka alhamdu kama bi jalali wajhika wa azim sultanika. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad fil awwalina wal akhirin fil mala'i al-a'la min din. Oh Allah, I ask you magnificent names to forgive us, ya Allah. Make us among the utaqa'i shahr Ramadan. I ask you, Allah, to accept our good deeds, alleviate otherwise. Ya Allah, forgive us, pardon us, and make us among those who actually forgive one another. Reconcile our hearts. Unite our goal, O Allah. Let us love one another for the sake of Allah. For your sake, O Allah. Let us see you, O Allah, in Jannah. in order for us to be able to get to that high level, Ya Allah, make among the muhsineen. Ameen. Allahumma ansur Islam wa a'izz al-muslimin. Wa ali bi fadlika kalimatay al-haqq wa ad-din. Wa adhill ash-shirka wa al-mushrikeen. A'da'aka a'da' ad-din. Awqi' al-kafirin fi al-kafirin. Awqi' al-zalimin fi al-zalimin. Wa akhrijna min bainihim salimin. Allahumma ansur Islam wa a'izz al-muslimin. Ishfi mardana wa mardal muslimin. Wa afi mubtalana wa mubtala al-muslimin. Warham mawtana wa mawtal al-muslimin. Allahumma ij'alna min 'utaqa'i shahr Ramadan. Allahumma innaka 'afuwun tuhibbu al-'afwa fa'fu 'anna. Allahumma innaka 'afuwun tuhibbu al-'afwa fa'fu 'anna. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على آله وصحبه والتابعين وآخر الصلاة.